Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Cargo Crew International, and the two guests are, first of all, Mr. Axel Kaufmann, the MD and the co-founder of the company, and also Mr. Javi Jansson, the sales and project manager of the company. First and foremost, to both of you, very welcome. Axel, welcome to you.
Yeah, many thanks to have you here.
And also Javi, welcome to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So as you know, I always let my accused, as they say in court, or my interviewees give a little bit of a rundown on how they ended up where they are. So Axel, starting with you, who are you and how did you end up where you are?
A good point. Yeah, who am I? I'm in transport and logistics since early 2000. Having the roles like a normal worker in transport and logistics, working for several companies. So I started in a very small, medium-sized family company, working mostly for Iran business. This is where I make my apprenticeship. And then afterwards, after Iran embargo came, I switched to companies, medium-sized and also bigger companies. I don't say any names, but everybody who is interested in can just join a small visit on LinkedIn or Xing, so everybody knows for sure how to find me there. Through the last company where not only me, but also my business partner, Evo Shotny, and some of my colleagues in the meantime were working for. So we decided then in a specific time and way to found our own company to make our own decisions and to see if it could also work if only we take our decision and not somebody else. And happily for today, 3 years later, we are still there. Yeah, okay. I think we are doing good, and this is where we are today. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Interesting background, and also to be, let's say, free and be able to decide by yourself. That's I would like to say that to my ex-wife, but I better also leave that out for now. Okay, great, Axel. Javi, who are you?
I'm Javi, and actually I'm also around 20 years already in the business. Started for the coaster shipping, my apprenticeship, and changed some companies between coaster companies, doing operations on the beginning of my my work in shipping. Actually, I grown in shipping also as child from the family side. So this is why I'm was full, let's say, full of optimistic and full power in shipping, and tried a little bit from all side to see the cargo side, to see the ship side. And my last job was in a forwarding company, especially for heavy lifts, but a local company for trucking. So, and then I had some speech with Axel and his partner Evo, because we had some contacts in the past, and then we had some ideas to grow, to develop a little bit. And as this company, as he said, about 3 years ago, founded in Hamburg, good basis for worldwide, of course, in Hamburg. And but there was still some missing, let's say, a local partner, a local person for the let's say central area of Germany, and also to be more close to the clients, to be quicker in decisions for, let's say, drive to the seaports like Rotterdam, Antwerp or so, and also to develop a little bit. And we had the idea and took the decision now to open a location here at MERS. And this was a decision for beginning of June this year. And we will start now here to develop a little bit and try to grow step by step Okay. Also here.
So basically, Java, you are new, but you represent, let's say, the central part of the big country.
Correct. Yes, but of course, hand in hand with the head office.
Of course, yeah.
So on good communication by all mediums we have, like email, by telephone, of course, by different social medias, and of course visiting each other. I was last week last week in Hamburg. The guys from Hamburg will also come here, of course, to visit, yeah, and to have a good open conversation and a good development, let's say.
So you can say, in other words, a good crew. And that leads me actually to my next question to you, Axel, here. I like the name. And first, when I saw the name Cargo Crew, I was thinking I need to replace some crew I have on my yacht in Monaco. Should I talk to you? But now, joke aside, I wish I had a yacht. But tell me, how did you come by that name? Tell me a little bit about, let's say, your let's say, headcount. Now I hear from Javi that he represents the central office. Tell me, what do you do in Cargo Crew, and how did you come by the name?
The name was something we really, really had some headaches over months. Yeah, when we founded the company. I think this is the most heaviest decision we had in our lifetime of Cargo Crew. So how did we came? So I wanted to have a word that already shows everybody what is this company doing. So for sure, it was the word cargo. It says everything. And then we wanted to have something that already describes how we are working. So we are a crew. We are a team. We are nobody of us can do it individually. A very important point is, we only can be successful if we are working together.
Yeah? Right.
And this is one of the main points. This was the point where we said, okay, Cargo Crew is also a name that you might remember, yeah, in the market. And this was something that we decided, and knocking on a glass table, this really became a good thing to establish also a marketing around it. Yeah? So because I think one of the points why we are hopefully good known in the market already is that we have a good marketing around it. Yeah?
Yeah.
So started by a good logo, followed by some good pictures, marketing on the social media, producing some good videos. So first of all, we hired some companies producing some good videos for us, as you can maybe also see on our website, which is also nearly new.
Mm-hmm.
Then followed by the case that we are producing our own videos right now. So we do nearly everything by ourselves. Huh?
Okay.
And also the design and everything. So this is all driven by ourselves. And I'm very happy that with that name, we could establish on marketing and everything else.
Yeah, to build further on that. May I ask you, would you regard yourself, I mean, Germany has a big reputation for having many, many good freight forwarders around. Would you call yourself a general freight forwarder, a project forwarder? In what segment would you put yourself?
Actually, we are a project forwarding company.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this is... This describes it very well. Of course, 60-70% of what we are doing all the day is break bulk cargo, heavy lifts, projects. I think this describes it very well. But in the meantime, during the years, we also established some other departments to call it. Yeah, so we are doing just general land freight,
mm-hmm.
Which came out of project cargo business,
right.
Because in every project you have general cargo,
sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Sure.
So,
sure.
So we decided to make something different out of it. So because when every time you have 70% of general cargo within the project, so we thought it would be a good idea to transfer it to another way and install some people that are doing nothing else than general cargo here.
Right.
So we have a project team, we have a general cargo team in land freight, we have a general cargo and OOG team in sea freight that are also handling air freight. And then right now with Yavi on board, we are having the central area and also the sales team. Yeah, so I think this is a good way to grow more. And so particularly you cannot say that we are only doing general cargo or project, but still we are a project.
Yeah, it's a healthy mix, and of course, no forwarder would say no to any business passing by. That's quite clear, especially not nowadays. I understand, Yavi, that you are located in the central part of Germany. Just for our viewers who are not so familiar with Germany, I'm sure they know Berlin and Hamburg, but they might not know further south of Hamburg. And Germany is a big country. Can you outline your actual location? You mentioned Duisburg nearby there.
Yeah, close to Duisburg. Duisburg, Düsseldorf, that area. It's just 20 kilometers from the border of Netherlands.
But
it's really central to Duisburg. It's some kilometers. There is also of course known for some high traffic, this area. As I said, and also 400 kilometers from Hamburg.
I give you an example. I'm a freight forwarder sitting in Singapore, and I have a project coming out of Germany. It might not be that Hamburg is the ideal solution for shipping. It might be that it's Rotterdam, isn't it?
Yes. Sometimes Rotterdam, but also we have good inland ways. Weser got also some inland ports for barging. So if it's also coming to questions of really high, really heavy, really big, because of the, let's say, unfortunately, the streets, the highways here in Germany are not that good, then always or often the solution is to bring it by Rotterdam or from Rotterdam, from Antwerp into Germany by barge and going the River Rhine up to, let's say, to Wesel, to Duisburg or so, and then unloading or even loading. Of course, here are a lot of companies producing also huge units for which are too big for the streets and too heavy for the streets. Right. And then they are exported from here via inland barges to Rotterdam, to Antwerp mainly.
And I think what I can hear from you, I mean, you have the trucking background you mentioned to me, and of course I know you from before, and also what you mentioned, Axel. So you are a versatile project forwarder. You are kind of a one-stop shop where you can basically find a solution that is tailor-made for any inquiry. Would you say that, Axel, is correct?
Yeah, it's correct. It's correct. Yeah. So doesn't matter if you need a truck for a small parcel from A to B, or if it is the turnkey project up to, I don't know, 15,000 or 20,000 freight tons. So these are projects that we already handle so far.
Right.
And if you would have asked me 1.5 years ago, for example, so which is the maximum weight you are able to move? Before we would have said it must be around 300 tons or something. Mm-hmm. So, but we had an interesting job last year in January 2020. This was 425 tons, a turbine, which we had to move in a port of Hamburg, which was a really, really, really good project, let's say. I think the sea freight to Singapore was much easier. But the movement within Hamburg, this was the really high task. Yeah. So of course we produced the video, which is also to be seen on the website. Really good. A good one. Yeah.
that's There's one thing, sorry, I interrupt. There's one thing we can say for us Europeans. We are good at making rules for ourselves. And that's probably why you mentioned it was easier to ship it to Singapore than to move it around in Hamburg.
A lot of fears we had, but everything ran really smoothly with all participants that we had involved with that. So everything was good.
It's good to hear. You know, I have a project forwarding background myself, and that's also why I'm so happy to speak to both of you, because nowadays it seems some of the companies are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but it doesn't seem to me that the service is getting better and better. I mean, some of the huge companies that are around try and call their customer service if you ever can get through. And I think your company has the size that you are still personal. I mean, you can still pick up the phone and we can talk to you, isn't it?
24/7.
Exactly. So, what is your headcount in your company at the moment?
So we are approximately 10 people right now, which is so we have one guy doing nothing else than land freight. We have two people doing LCL, FCL, and OOG cargo.
Right.
So we have two project managers. With Yavi we have a sales guy. Then we have one consultant, which is actually the father of my business partner Ebo Shopee.
Good.
So he is having the connection to all producing companies the south of Germany. He's very good connected to this.
Yeah.
Also having his sales activities, and then we have one trainee, who is in the second year, doing nearly everything. Yeah. So starting from LCL, FCL, but also making some accounting and here and that. On top of it, it's Ebo and myself. So we are the managing directors and founders of the company, doing the managing director things. What we have to do every day, but also when it comes to a partly overload of inquiries or whatsoever, of course we are still there to take over inquiries and to make our projects by ourselves. So everybody in the company is doing everything, let's say.
Let's say you have a flat management, so to speak. I mean, you may have a title, but you are equally able to answer the phone as anyone would be. Right?
Yeah, of course. So titles, I have the title because I have to have the title, I don't give anything on a title. We can only be as good as every single individual is making his job. Of course, if some of our clients have a problem, let's say, and they want to give us a call at 9 o'clock in the evening, so of course they can give us a call. So everybody of us is equipped with a mobile phone. Everybody has emails. To be honest, everybody has passion. This is the key point at the end of the day. Whenever you want to reach us, you can reach us.
You seem to have a team that or crew, I should rather say, that has the right attitude, and I think it says it all. Attitude is what makes it. I just tried to call my bank here before this interview to fix something, and soon you will get through. And listening to that music, and you know how it is, you give up. I mean, that's coming more and more in these modern times. If I switch to you, Yavi, sitting there in the central part of Germany, what can you say, having the experience also with trucking in Germany, which I know you have, especially from your past, is it when you move heavy pieces around in Germany, and if you have to use road, there's something about road regulations and permits, right?
Yes, correct.
Is that a tricky thing? What can you tell our viewers about
especially, that? Especially, I think, in Germany, and since this year, they changed some regulations in Germany, which said to be much more easier, but it isn't. it isn't really, because they reduced the persons, and it's same. You just talked. You just said ref your bank.
Yeah.
you cannot if you have a request for, let's say, from Hamburg to Munich, a transport which is suitable via road. And then you need some approval or some push or so. You try to reach them and you cannot reach them because it's occupied or so. It's making much more headaches than before. Of course, you have in Germany some general permit, which almost every forwarder, every trucking company got in hands. Mm-hmm. Any in excess, you need to make for every piece or every unit a special permit. Okay. So, and that requires not only special time, you also require a lot of information of the trailer, of the cargo, of the route. Yeah. And then also you need a lot of time because sometimes I had one transport within one city, just one city, but it required, because of the dimensions, a permit. It took me one half weeks to get the permit. It was 1.5 kilometers or so. Kilometers, because they asked the highway department, but the highway was not involved. So it is really, that is German bureaucracy.
Sorry to interrupt you, Harry. Yeah, just it's important to understand that out of the 39,000 receivers of this newsletter, many of them are sitting outside Europe, they seem to be in the belief that we are efficient on everything. We are, of course, efficient in many ways, and we have blue skies and clean water, but there are some things where we are not very fast, and that's one of them you mentioned there.
Correct. Because if you see, for example, Netherlands or Belgium, beside that, they have much more flexibility on escort cars, on the way how they approve a permit or issue a permit, also the time. If you make for the same transport, let's say from out of Munich to Rotterdam or to Antwerp, so you have, of course, first to call to pass Germany street and highways, then you go via the border in Netherlands, and then you go, if you go to Antwerp, for example, via Netherlands or Dutch and Belgian border. You get, if you request today the permit, you will have your permits in Netherlands and in Belgium, let's say, next week. But in Germany, okay, it's a little bit more distance. But it will take you 2-3 weeks at least 4. So it's really hard.
So of course that's something your crew have the experience in handling this for the would-be customer sitting somewhere.
Of course, because when the client asks us, this need to be shipped from A to B, then we can also, from experience, of course, we cannot exactly say it needs 2 weeks, 3 weeks till permit, but we have the experience and we can give the indication of this, and then they can also schedule their delivery, their readiness, when it's ready to ship, or when can receive, or when it will be arrive at a destination.
So basically you can be a good consultant, in other words, for the customer.
We're doing a lot, and we have the consultant, and we have the experience, and we are crew, so means we also department, let's say, if we call in departments, then we also having open conversations, and have a lot of talks about any matters.
Let's say you are transparent, and I think that's what customers want. Switching to another matter, and I'd like to ask you, Axel, you also have known, no doubt, in the recent times, some ship owners, they want to be forwarders nowadays, and some forwarders want to be ship owners, especially we are talking some of the mega carriers. They have a forwarding division. They want to be one-stop shop. How do you see that in Germany? Do you think that the ship owners will ever be able to replace the forwarder for your segment of business, for project cargo? Will they ever be able to take business from you, in so to speak?
Hopefully not.
No, of course, hopefully not. Yeah.
but to be honest, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Of course, I heard about it.
Yeah.
Partly we got to know about it. Yeah. It's very difficult for me to.
You haven't seen it yet, so to speak.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. All right. So because I'm not in the inner circle of these companies, yeah. So I don't know what is their plan.
Right.
On the other way, I would say there's nothing more than to be neutralized. Yeah. So I think if, for example, ship-owning company. Yeah. So they want to be present in the market. So what are their clients? Their clients are forwarding companies. Yeah.
Exactly.
It was until now. Yeah. So when they right now start to also take over the part of a project cargo forwarder, then my question is, where is the neutral?
Loyalty.
The loyalty. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah, yes, good yes. word. Yeah. Yes. So this is something that I that I'm curious about. Ways this will take in the future.
Therefore
I would like to say hopefully not.
Yeah.
But still, if I just remember the last weeks, I would say please, dear shipping lines, stay at the stadium where you're currently at. Make more customer service. Yeah. I think this would be the best option than having another division that also takes part of a part that normally takes a project cargo forwarder. Yeah? Yeah. So I think they have a lot of construction places to work on before they do something else.
Huh? Yeah, no, I can only concur. I mean, we see serious backlog of space. We cannot find containers in the market. I see ships sliding 10, 14, 15 days. Of course, part of it due to the Suez Canal grounding, but also overall, the reliability of many of the ship owners, or several of them, is really slipping behind. But what we have to admit as forwarders, I suppose, and I'm speaking as forwarder because I have the same background as you guys, is that they are fully booked and I suppose the nose is a bit in the sky at the moment with the staggering rates I've heard in the market. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just for a normal container, six times as much as a year ago.
It is.
Is that the same in Germany? You see the same?
Yeah. It is the same in Germany. And it's not only six times, it's partly nine times or 10 times. Yeah? So, of course, yeah, I would not say that... Yeah, partly you are right. It's a bit nose in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to be honest, the shipping lines, and I have to vote for them in this matter. There were years that they couldn't make that profit that they currently are doing.
Yeah.
So hopefully everything will getting equal in the future, because how it is today, it is more than bad. Yeah. Yeah. So I would say nose in the sky is not the one that we should have right now. Yeah. I would say make it more equal and everybody is happy. Yeah. So the forwarder is happy, the shipping line is happy, the client is happy.
Yeah.
Because the vessels are full. Yeah. They are full and overbooked. Why don't they make more vessels in the market so the prices are getting equal more and more?
Yeah.
Okay, I know why they don't do it. Yeah. So, but I wish they would. Yeah. So everything.
I suppose the pendulum has swung a bit too much to one side suddenly now.
Yeah.
So, but interesting to hear your view on this, because Germany certainly is the industrial engine in Europe, and if not greater part of the world. Good to hear your views on this. One question that comes to mind, and maybe I'll ask both of you, since you are located in different places in Germany, with you, Javi, what is COVID? Is that impacting you in central Germany? Does that impact?
Of course, in daily life, if you go out for even just supermarket with a mask, of course. Luckily, us, the numbers of incidents getting better and better day by day, especially in my area. It just, I think today or yesterday, we've been the first time after, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months, lower than Hamburg, for example. Last week when I was in Hamburg, it was in Hamburg, I don't know, around 30. We had here in our area something with 35. And now Hamburg got 20 or 19 and we have 16. Of course, it's impact also in my son is this week the first time after also half a year or so actually in school. My daughter is now as from today first time again for the small children. Making it's also more coming more and more to the normal. Also, of course, restaurants, bars, and so on, opening slowly again. There is, of course, impact, but
we have to live with it. Axel, for you, when can I come and pay you a visit in Hamburg? Is it safe soon?
It is safe anyway. Yeah. So I'm living in one of the states in Germany. Where the incidence is really, really low since a month. I'm living over the border of Hamburg, so in Schleswig-Holstein.
Close to Denmark.
Close to Denmark, exactly. So I'm happy to visit restaurants since 2 months already. I'm more back to normal than others. But coming back on the situation of COVID, since we are forwarders and working with the whole world, only because in Germany the numbers of COVID cases are getting lower and lower, still the situation is bad. So because we are just about for a new project that should start in June. This is actually one of the biggest projects so far we had in our company for the last 3 years. It should start actually next week, but this is cargo that comes from Vietnam. And the numbers in Vietnam are increasing more and more. So they closed the country almost. This is what I heard. And also the factory where the cargo comes from is closed. So we have to postpone this project to at least 4 weeks. But if it comes to bad, 8 weeks. And this is the case that we have currently at. So this is what I wanted to say. We have good numbers here in Germany, so we have to view the situation worldwide.
Basically, we can say it ain't over until the fat lady sings. I mean, we are in the same boat, so to speak, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So because if somebody comes to me and says, "Hey, your numbers are good again, and your business must be growing again." It's not that easy. So because you have to also view other parts of the world. We are not only dealing in Germany. So, for example, this project, it's a cross trade. From Vietnam and going to Chile.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's another thing I was just about to ask you, that one of the advantages that you do have being a lean and efficient project forwarder is that you can do cross trade. You are not necessarily depending on your home home country, as long as you have the service and the contacts.
Exactly.
And that's definitely not every day that you do a Vietnam-Chile project, right?
No, it's not every day. To be honest, I have to say that most of the projects we have, or most of the cargo that we are shipping is, has its origin in Germany, at least around, So, of course, for some of the projects that we have and that we do, of course, we have suppliers all around Germany. Could also be Czech Republic, Poland, Austria, Switzerland, or Scandinavia, wheresoever, where we pick up the cargo. sometimes we consolidate here in Germany, or most of the ports that we are going out is not Hamburg because of prices in Hamburg. I cannot believe it until today that the port of Hamburg is getting more expensive and more expensive day by day. So of course, most of the times that we are doing shipments is from Antwerp or Rotterdam. And only 20 to 30% is from Hamburg. But still, of course, we are international. This is what our company name says. And we pick up cargo from wherever it has to be picked up. Consolidate not only here in Germany, but also Netherlands and Belgium. Or we are doing cross trades, as I just described, from Vietnam to Chile.
It's most impressive. I want to say, really, I think you have answered most of the questions that, that comes to mind. And it seems to me that you are a good sized, without being too big, not too small, a middle sized project forwarder that has an excellent service and a can do attitude on a global scale. I think that about sums it up, if I should listen to you as a potential customer. And I want to really say many thanks to both of you for giving input to the questions I've had here. So to you, Axel, thank you very much for joining.
Many thanks, Bo. Thank you.
And Javi, also many thanks to you.
Thank you very much for your time.
And to all the listeners, viewers and readers of the newsletter around the world, this was an exclusive interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honors, honor today has been Mr. Axel Kaufmann, the Managing Director and co-founder of Cargo Crew International, and his new colleague, the project manager, Mr. Javi Jansen, located in central Germany. To both of them, I say many thanks. And to all of you, generally, I say stay tuned for more interviews on Project Cargo Weekly and check our website on a regular basis. Thank you.
Thank you.